Good morning, fellow team members. It's Amy with That's What They Said. So we are getting ready to record episode number 4, and we are going to be introducing Mr. Cody Fox. Cody is an RB at the Callaway County Banking Center. He has a lot of really fun and exciting information that he is going to share with you. So I hope everyone enjoys it. This is Cody Fox. All right, here we are with Mr. Cody Fox. Say hi, Cody.
Hey.
So, how is your Tuesday?
Not bad. I was a little bit late for work, but you know, it's okay.
Did you have a big weekend?
I did.
That's good.
I went up to see my dad and had a really good time. It was fun.
Where's your dad at?
He lives in Crittenden County.
Oh, awesome. My grandparents had a farm in Crittenden County.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they did. That's good stuff. Okay, so Cody is our newest guest on That's What They Said. He has volunteered ever so kindly to give us a little bit of information about him. So my first question for Cody is, what are you most passionate about outside of work?
So what am I most passionate about? You know, I'm really passionate about, like, comic books and stuff like that. I know that sounds very nerdy, but in all honesty, like, it really helped me when I was little, you know, especially being an introvert, being very shy and everything. It helped me learn to read too, because you know, books like Harry Potter and stuff like that didn't really interest me.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of brought this new world and stuff, and it's just been something I've really been into.
That's interesting. I can honestly say that I have never read a comic book from beginning to end. Now my son has comic books, but I've not ever read them. But I think that's really interesting that you were able to use that as kind of an outlet to help you in more than one way, really.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's really, really interesting. Do you have a favorite comic book? Is it a series, or like, how does that work?
Well, I mean, there's different writers, and so there's different universes and stuff like that. But, I mean, when I was little, I was really into the Spider-Man comic books, and also, even before Deadpool became a really big thing, I was really big into Deadpool and stuff like that.
So do you like the movies as well, now that you have, like, the history with the comic books? Are you, like, a diehard movie fan, too?
Yeah, like, the Avengers series and stuff like that, I've really been into, And especially the Deadpool movies, because, like, even before they came out with the Deadpool movie or release that they were going to make one, like, Ryan Reynolds was one of my favorite actors, mm-hmm. and I always wanted him to play that role. It kind of helped me, like, become my own person, in a sense, because, you know, I could kind of read into this whole new world and not have to worry about, like,
life.
Yeah. Basically.
I understand. I'm a huge reader, and that's something, you know, when I'm really stressed out or I just need to, like, get away from some things, that's what I do. I read, because it kind of takes you into this whole other world of just something, you know, other than what you have going on. So I absolutely completely understand that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't take it so seriously as to get, you know, heartbroken if, like, you know, a movie isn't exactly the way I expected it to be and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I just kind of think of it as a different universe you know, with different writers and everything. And so it kind of gives them, they can make it into whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's as long as they kind of keep the storyline kind of close, you know, like if they gave Iron Man, laser beams out of his eyes, then it would be like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some people, like, I know there's, like, Star Wars fans and Star Trek fans that get a little bit too crazy over that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay, so this kind of segues into the next question that I have for you. What is your favorite thing to do in your downtime when you're not at work?
You know, I like to go, like, downtown Paducah or, like, go to the park or something, just kind of sit and relax. I also like to, travel a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't get to travel very far or anything like that.
Yeah.
But even if it's, like, just to Paducah to just go shop, not even buy anything, just go look around and or go to Clarksville and, shop a little bit.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Little day trips.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love doing that.
If I'm feeling a little bit like staying inside and stuff, sometimes I'll go over to one of my friend's house and we'll just watch movies or something like that.
Yeah.
I have a friend named Mike, and he's a paraplegic, and so he's in a wheelchair and stuff, and so he can't really get out and do a whole lot. So occasionally I'll go over there and we'll play board games or watch movies, stuff like that.
Oh, that's super nice. That's awesome, though.
Yeah, yeah, it's actually a lot funner than what it sounds.
No, I mean, I'm sure that's a lot of fun. It's interesting because I think it was when I interviewed Madison, we kind of talked about, I had a sister who, she was disabled. And so it's almost like people think, it's not fun or, but it's not, they're just like everyone else,
right.
they're just as much fun as anyone else. Are they limited on some of the things that they can do? Sure. But they're still people, and they still have a sense of humor, and they still have, desires interests and things. And so, no, that sounds like a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, of course, everybody knows that I like to play around and, be a prankster, stuff like that. So, I still give Michael a lot of crap for.
And I'm sure he appreciates that, honestly, because I'm sure people tend to walk on eggshells. They don't want to say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing that may offend someone. But when you can be real with someone who, when most people aren't, that there's definitely probably a very special bond there. That's awesome. That's really cool. Okay. Three random facts about Cody Fox.
Okay. Occasionally, like I was telling you earlier, that I go to, like, downtown and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of the time when I do that, I like to play Pokemon Go.
Oh, okay.
It sounds super childish.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it does. But, that's usually when girls quit talking to me. But,
no, we just need to find you a girl who likes Pokemon.
Right. so, it's just the way to kind of, like, just kind of be relieved of stress and kind of focus on something else. It's fun to me. Like, I don't get, like, too serious about it or spend, like, a whole bunch of money or something like that. It's just fun.
Listen, I will tell you a secret. My son, Landon, he likes the Pokemon Go. I guess it's called Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
And so he has the app on his phone, and he also has it on my phone. And so I can, like, I guess we can, I use his login, I guess, because he'll say, Mom, when you go places, try to get these new people or these new Pokemon things. And so, yes, I have myself gone up around the square in different places, and I'll get these little guys.
Yeah.
I'll do it for him. And it is addicting.
It is.
Really is, because it's like they're right there, and it's really cool, I think. But yeah, so he'll be like, Mom, look at what you did. And so I have played Pokemon Go. Yep, I've done it.
Yeah. A lot of times I kind of feel like that cliche nerd that, you know, is going bald and
you dress up as Buzz Lightyear in your downtime.
Yeah.
At our quarterly celebrations.
Lives with his mom and everything. Like,
do you live in the basement?
Yeah. I also like football.
All I can envision right now is, what is the movie? It's Will Ferrell is there, and he's yelling at his mom, and he's going, Mom, Meatloaf! What movie am I thinking of?
Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, Mom, Meatloaf! That'll be you in 10, 15 years.
My mom
years.
Would throw something at me.
That's hilarious. Okay, so we got one random fact, two more random facts.
Okay, so the second one is a little bit more serious.
Okay.
So last summer, I found out I had type 2 diabetes.
Oh.
That has been a big struggle.
Yeah.
For the past time, because I've been so used to basically eating whatever and, you know, drinking sodas, stuff like that. And so... And also, like I wasn't really big into eating candy and stuff like that. I didn't eat a lot of that, but a lot of fruits. Mm-hmm. I ate a lot of sugary fruits, like watermelon and stuff. Mm. Like, I could kill a whole watermelon.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's been a real struggle, because I got to watch, you know, what I eat, like, on pizza and fruits and stuff like that. It's basically, like, vegetables and chicken.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's hard a lot of times when you know, when you go eat Chinese and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you're gonna cheat, you know, don't overdo it.
Right, yeah.
Which, you know, I've been good on like the sweets and stuff like that, but it's a lot of the
carbs. Fries. Like, yeah. Carbs are bad, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's hard for me, even, because carbs are just life.
Right.
I mean, like, I love carbs. It's very obvious that I love carbs. But, yeah, that would be really hard.
Yeah. And so, on top of that, I found out that I have, like, well, I had to start taking medicine for anxiety and depression.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I've struggled with that for so long.
Yeah.
And I didn't really realize how bad it was until I started taking the medicine. And yeah, I mean, it was an eye opener when I realized how bad I'd let myself go.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that is like very awesome that you're willing to share that, because a lot of people can relate to that, and that's something that they don't, you know, openly talk about, but that's really cool that you are open to talk about that, because you know, that's a healing process in itself, is just being able to talk about it.
Yeah. And you know, at work, a lot of times it's really easy to portray this guy that's sometimes self-confident and, you know, always happy and stuff like that, and that's definitely not the case. I have so low self-confidence, and I mean, the depression and anxiety has gotten a lot better, but I mean, you know, it had gotten to points where when I'd get home or get in the car or something like that, it was just, you know, like.
I totally get it. I definitely can relate to that too. But something that you said is really interesting to me is that you said that when you're at work, you portray this very happy, self-confident guy. But maybe it's because you are in your element. And maybe, I think that work for me is kind of therapeutic because I love it. I love what I do. I love working. I love the people that I work with. I love CFSB in general. And I think that, especially like with our culture and just some of the things that we have going for us, it truly does make a difference with me. If I was working somewhere else, I don't know that I would be as happy as I am
Oh
at
yeah,
work.
absolutely.
So I think that that says a lot.
Yeah. And I mean like a work environment that's full of drama and gossip and stuff like that really takes a toll on someone like who I am that, cares about everybody and it just gives me a ton of anxiety to be in that environment and stuff. And I just don't like to be put in that position.
I think that is such a great thing. I mean, it's not a great thing, but it's a great thing to say because that just reiterates why we value our culture here so much. Because, we sometimes can say, yeah, we have a zero tolerance for gossip. We have a zero tolerance for drama. And we do say that so often, but we really truly don't. Like we don't do that. We don't deal with that. And so look at how it can affect someone.
Oh
And
yeah.
I mean, it's just, I'm so happy that I can say I don't work in an environment that is toxic. I just don't. And we're not going to tolerate it. So that's so cool. I love that you brought that into this. Very, very
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't want to answer this question. But I'm going to ask it to you anyways. Your favorite book, but you said you don't like to read, but you can say a comic book if you want. Or if,
Get a third random fact.
okay, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, that was all in one.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, yeah, no, third random fact.
Okay, so you gotta be ready for
I'm
this.
ready.
I can do a pretty good SpongeBob laugh.
What?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Okay, you ready?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So, side note, people, we are actually doing this on speakerphone because I am super tech savvy and I can't figure out how to call in on the app and do it. So, we're doing this through speakerphone and that sounded amazing. It sounded like the real deal. So, if I can shut my eyes and I could picture SpongeBob and you sound just like him.
Yeah.
And you're gonna think it's really cool when you play this back because you're gonna get to hear it. It's gonna be really cool.
Yeah, a lot of times in the car, if I'm not listening to the podcast, I kind of get bored, and so I'll practice different voices. I've perfected that one.
Hilarious. I love it. Okay, so hey, Culture Crew, next quarterly celebration, he does not have to be Buzz Lightyear. He can be SpongeBob SquarePants, and it will be like the real deal. That is so funny. Okay, now, favorite book slash comic book.
So favorite book. Okay, so I talked about the comic books, but outside of comic books, I like a lot of books that talk about like the body and the mind and stuff like
Oh,
that.
yeah.
And so Eckhart Tolle, I really like his stuff. Not, I don't take all of his stuff to heart because some of it's a little bit, too much.
Yeah.
But also, I like a lot of his stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah. And as far as like fictional books, I haven't really, branched out into a lot of them. I really enjoyed A Time to Kill.
Oh, yeah. I've read that. It's so weird. I have literally, let's see, almost every person I've interviewed so far, I've read the books that they're talking about. So that's so cool. I love it though. And I write down new ones if I don't know them. Okay. Now, favorite quote.
So, I don't know about a favorite quote, but I did hear one the other day that I really liked.
Okay.
It was that people suffer more in their imagination than they do in reality.
Oh, yes, I totally understand that.
And for me, that is so true.
Yes.
Of course, you know I have that Hakuna Matata tattoo on my arm.
Yes.
And a lot of that, well, a lot of the reason I got that is because I'm what people would call a worrywart. I worry about everything. And most of the time, what I worry about, and I realize it, is just in my head. It's not going to happen. So.
That is a good one. I'm gonna need you to send that to me
Okay.
because I like that. I like that is that's just so true because I'm the same way. You can ask Alan, like, if any, like, I love criticism because I need it to be better, but I will evaluate criticism a million times, whatever the conversation may be in my head, because I'm a perfectionist, and so I will constantly, go over things or think, read between the lines or, it's just I do that all the time, and it's something I wish I didn't do. I wish that I had that personality where I could just be like, just let it roll off your back. I cannot do that. I wish I did, but I can't. So awesome. Those were such good things. I learned so much about you today.
Well, thank you.
I'm so glad that you shared all of that with me and with everybody else, because everybody else is going to be listening too.
If they want more, we can do a part two.
We can do a part two for sure. Absolutely. Yes. So everybody, if you loved any of the things that Cody said, or you would like to talk to Cody about any of them, he would be happy to have a conversation with you, right?
For sure.
Okay. Well, that's a wrap for today. And then next week we'll have another episode with another special guest. So today we'll say bye, guys.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.